That's right. Reality check, you know what I mean? Street lights, eh? Nuke it. Scorpion. When I was young, I used to dream of being rich. Having a lot of houses and cars, couldn't know which one was which. And finding me a chick and getting hitched. Living the fairy tale life, perfect without a glitch. You think that this would bring me happiness? If at the end of every rainbow there was a treasure chest, sometimes having more is really less. Take a look inside yourself, you realize you're really blessed. No matter how you're sad and blue, there's always someone who has it worse than you. Sometimes you gotta pay your dues, so don't worry, just push on through.
Keeping it real.
Gotta big up all my peoples who be working on the future, though they know they gotta struggle.
Keeping it real.
To all my homies working on the 9-to-5 and doing right to keep themselves up out of trouble.
Keeping it real.
Although sometimes I know it seems impossible, there ain't no need in drowning in your sorrow.
Keeping it real.
If things are as bad as they can be, you could be sure there'll be a brighter tomorrow. I never got to have myself the house, the mansion, and the Benz. I'm not the kind of brother who be making mad ends. I got myself a girl, but we be kicking it as friends. It's not enough, well maybe that depends. Again, not everything you want is everything you really need. The standard of society is motivated by greed. Are you prepared to follow? Tell me you prepared to leave. So persevere and you succeed.
Keeping it real.
Gotta dig up all my peoples who be working on the future, though they know they gotta struggle.
Keeping it real.
To all my homies working on the 9-to-5 and doing right to keep themselves up out of trouble.
Keeping it real.
Although sometimes I know it seems impossible, there ain't no need in drowning in your sorrow.
Keeping it real.
If things are as bad as they can be, you could be sure there'll be a brighter tomorrow. All the harsh realities appears to come in twos and threes. Don't worry, cause there'll be a better day. One thing I can promise you, just keep on keeping on. I swear to you, there's gonna be a brighter day. Have a lot of houses and cars, couldn't know which one was which. And finding me a chick and getting hitched. Living the fairy tale life, perfect without a glitch. You think that this would bring me happiness? If at the end of every rainbow there was a treasure chest, sometimes having more is really less. So take a look inside yourself, you realize you're really blessed. No matter how you're sad and blue, there's always someone who has it worse than you. Sometimes you gotta pay your dues, so don't worry, just push on through.
Keeping it real.
Gotta dig up all my peoples who be working on the future, though they know they gotta struggle.
Keeping it real.
To all my peoples working on the 9-to-5 and doing right to keep themselves up out of trouble.
Keeping it real.
Although sometimes I know it seems impossible, there ain't no need in drowning in your sorrow.
Keeping it real.
If things are as bad as they can be, you could be sure there'll be a brighter tomorrow. That's right, Simon. Yeah. Give thanks for you having them. When you think that it's bad, there's always somebody that's worse, you know what I'm saying? Give your blessings, amen. Wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah.
Well, good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. Yes, you are listening to the voice, the one, the only, James McCutcheon, with real talk, real heart, and man. Do a brother get down dealing with those real life issues. Father, I thank you this evening, Lord God, for you allowing me to come on and rock this mic for you. Father, I relinquish my will today. Father, I make you Lord and Master over every area of my life from A to Z. And Father, because I have made you Lord and Master over every area of my life, it is now your responsibility to watch over everything, and I do mean everything, that I have made you Lord and Master over. Father, I ask that you allow this message today, that I and my amazing and beautiful co-pilot of a wife will do together today. I ask, Lord God, that it go forth with clarity. I ask that it go forth with power. I ask that it go forth with truth. I ask that it go forth with love. I ask that it go forth with grace. I ask that it go forth with humility. I ask, Lord God, that it do what you have given it to us for it to do, and that is touch the heart and change the heart of man. And it is in that name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Wow, 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 wow. Man, am I excited today? I get excited every time I get a chance to speak on the behalf of the King. Anytime I get to talk about God, man, as one of my brothers often say to me all the time, James, if you did not do this, you will probably burn up. You will be on fire, because I have a love for God that he has introduced me to love. And I love him so much to a point to where I can't imagine anything pertaining to life without him. So I just want to be able to let him know how grateful I am that he think enough of me, yes, me, to do anything for him. I do not take it for granted. But today I'm going to do something. I have gotten so many people that have given me feedback, and they love when my wife and I do ministry together, which we often do. We do a lot of marriage coaching. We do a lot of counseling with couples. We do homeless ministry. We do a whole lot of different things together. And, you know, to me, I just think it's so important that whenever, you know, you want to be attached to a person in every area. When you are married, God see you as one. So what affects me affects her. What affects her affects me. So when you have an understanding of that, and then when you start talking about ministry and someone see your desire and your hunger for God, and they have the same hunger and passion for God, and y'all put those two things together, man, there's so much power in that dynamic. And I love doing a lot of things with my wife. I love going out to eat. I love going to shopping. I love going for walks, bike rides, anything that you can think of. But I tell you, man, it is nothing, and I do mean nothing, more greater than me being able to do ministry with her, to be able to us to both be on one accord talking about the one God to whom all praises is due. And so without further ado, I got my co-pilot today, and we're going to do this the way we normally do it. She has been on my show quite a bit, but every time she do it, nevertheless, I get all giddy and get all excited and be over here. If y'all can see a brother's teeth right now, it look like I can do a Colgate commercial. I'm smiling so hard because I got the baddest woman on the planet sitting beside me, and we're going to do this thing to bring glory and honor to the Most High God, and we're going to do it the way he will give it to us to give to you guys. So she's going to be my narrator today. And so when she read what the Holy Spirit has given us together collectively, then I'm going to stop her periodically and chime in on what she is sharing, because on the James McCutcheon Keeping It Real show, I don't ever want people to come on and just hear a message or get a sermon or get a word, but not understand what you're talking about. I want people to, when they come on, the way they came off, they're better when they leave than they was before they came. So for me, I want to break stuff down to where you can get a clear cut understanding of what the Holy Spirit of the living God and what the Lord is saying to his people. So you can walk away here with an understanding, man, I saw myself in this. Oh, I got to make some adjustments in this. It's some things I hadn't thought about, or it's some things that I need to change about me, or it's some things that I hadn't even considered that. But boy, because God presented it to me this way, now I have an opportunity to go and make some adjustments. Because in this walk that we're in with the Most High God, it's going to always be adjustments that we have to go along the way, because he's the only one that is perfect. We are imperfect. He's the only one that has all the answers, and we're the ones who want to get the answers. So therefore, it's a direct correlation to him that blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness. God made us all a promise that he's going to fill us. So without further ado, I want my wife to say hello. Say hello, baby.
Hello, everyone. Thank you, honey, for the privilege and honor of doing this with you. That means a lot, and being able to talk to everybody.
Amen. Well, without further ado, we're going to jump right into this. But I want to say this. This message right here, woo-hoo! This one right here, it made me think about some things, okay? It made my wife think about some things as the Lord was giving this to us. Boy, we had to make some, okay, are we really here? Do we need to adjust to this? What do we need to do? It's some things that we ourselves had to come into agreement with, that we were going to make some changes and some adjust on some things ourselves. So whenever God gives you a message, it ain't ever just for y'all. It's for us too. Because whatever you preaching, you better be believing it and walking it yourself. Yes, I said it. Okay, so without further ado, my wife gonna start reading, and occasionally I'm gonna stop her and I'm gonna jump right in. So I'll be doing that quite often, because boy, this is some good stuff, but I wanna break it down. The Holy Spirit is gonna break it down, and he's just using my mouth to do it. Okay, go ahead, start reading, honey.
Okay, have you made your reservation to heaven? People make reservations for things every day. We make reservations for restaurants, airlines, hotels, sporting events, groceries, Ubers, hair salons, massages, auto care. You get the point. Very few people ever think about a reservation for eternity. The beautiful thing that God does is let you choose. But here's the prerequisite. By you not choosing, then a choice will be made for you.
Stop right there. Now, I want you to understand that what she just said is that if you do not make a choice, then God said, you have already, really what God is really saying, you have really already made a choice. That you're going to let something or someone else dictate to you the outcome of your life. Because if you choose, then that means that you have came into agreement with what I have foundationally have already established through the sacrificial lamb of my son, Jesus Christ, for you. But if you don't choose it, then you are going to have a choice made for you. And the opposite of you being with me is you being in total damnation, apart and total separated from me. So you get to choose. Now that to me makes me love God even more, that he gives me an opportunity to choose something that I did not earn, but he's willing to give me an opportunity to choose it. Go ahead and start reading, baby.
But for this ticket, there are no coupons, value rates, no special deals, no buy one, get one free, because everyone must make their own reservation.
Yes.
You can't bring anyone along. No matter how much you love that person, there is no double occupancy. One of the biggest things you do need to know is your offer of salvation and your reservation for heaven does expire.
Hold up. Stop right there. Listen, I don't know how in the world we cannot understand that everything has an expiration date, including us, okay? For some reason, we have bought into this legalism and this idealism in this world that we got tomorrow, or we got next week, or we got all of this time to get our lives right or to change. And the truth of the matter of it is, you don't know when that dash is going to hit. So therefore, you got today, because today, if you listening today, that means if you are here tomorrow to listen to this tomorrow, or if you here later down the road, that means that God has not given up on you, but that ain't no guarantee. So God is saying today, you can make a decision to totally surrender to him today, because you get today because you're here today, but don't count on tomorrow because you might not see tomorrow. Go ahead and start reading, babe.
You don't know when the expiration date ends. Only God knows. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is longsuffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance.
Stop right there. Now, what she is saying, the Holy Spirit is saying, is that he is not lazy. That's what slack means. He is not hypocritical. He is not contradictable. He ain't fell asleep on the job. None of that. But he is intentional for you to understand that it is not his will that any person perish, but every person come to a place of repentance and come into the knowledge of the truth. And the truth is Jesus Christ is the only way. Sorry, Oprah. Jesus Christ is the only way. He is the truth and he is the light. It ain't Muhammad. It ain't Buddha. It ain't astrology. It ain't Scientology. It ain't Illuminati. It is not nothing else that we have created in our own concept of thinking. He said it is not his will that any person perish, but every person be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. But if you have created your own truth, then you got to deal with your own reality. But if you accept his truth, which is the only truth, then you get to spend eternity with him once you make him your Lord, your Savior, and your Redeemer. Go ahead, sweetie.
The thing that really got put on my heart when we were putting this together and God was giving it to us was, we buy life insurance to make.
This is so good. This is so good.
We buy life insurance to make sure our kids and our spouses are taken care of when we die. But all the money in the world won't guarantee their reservation for heaven. Maybe instead of life insurance, you should be more concerned with God assurance.
That's so good.
That's the assurance God will take care of your loved ones through eternity is a life insurance policy you or I could never afford. Because no matter how much you love your child, your love cannot save them if they decided to step out in front of a moving car. They will either perish or suffer the long-term consequences of their actions. So why not tell your loved ones how they can make their reservation in heaven? And instead of a pre-burial policy, how about a pre-registration to heaven?
Okay, stop right there. So she basically is saying, we put value on life insurance policies. Now, let me be clear on this. I ain't telling nobody not to have life insurance policies, because you should. Because if you don't have life insurance, that means that when you pass away, that responsibility or burden of having to put that person away would now fall on somebody to be able to do that, because you was irresponsible. Now, let me say this. Now, if you got a nice ride and you got a nice house, nice clothes, alligator shoes, and I know some people like that. If you got all of these things and you don't even have burial insurance for your spouse or yourself or your children, shame on you. Because that signifies that you are more interested in things than you are the person. Let me be clear on this so I can say this and for it can be said and be put to bed. God is strictly interested in people. He could care less about things. But because we put value on things more than we put value on people, God laughs at our calamity because he is interested only in really things. I personally, my belief is this. I don't think God really gives a rip about a Bentley, okay? I don't think God really cares if you got a Rolls Royce. I don't think God really cares if you live in a $20 million crib. I don't think God really cares if you got 18 cars. I don't think God cares if you got 20 Armani suits. I don't think he interested or care about any of that. That's all you, baby. He cares about people and souls. He cares about purpose. And what are you doing with the salvation that Jesus gave you? That is what he cares about. Are you recognizing his son? Are you serving others? Are you living to please him? Are you about that life? That's what he's interested in. That stuff that we got going, I ain't saying God don't desire you to have nice things or want you to have nice things, but we have put so much value on that and totally have forgot about him. And that is where hence goes the problem. Okay, go ahead and start reading.
What if you did have to have a ticket to get into heaven?
Mm.
I have mine. Do you have yours? If you had to have a pass to enter the kingdom of God, heaven, what do you suppose it would cost? Where and how would you get that pass or the ticket? You need to consider a few things about this ticket. It is not made of paper or plastic. It was made human. John 1:14 says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." Peter 1:18-19 says, "For as much as you were not redeemed by corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversations, lifestyles received from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without a blemish or spot."
Okay, stop right there. Let me say this. It used to be in the Old Testament, back in the old biblical days, that if you wanted to come into God's presence, you would have to have a animal, and the animal would have to get slaughtered, and they would take the animal's blood and use the blood as a sacrifice unto the Most High God in order for you to have remission for your sin. Or either a high priest would have to go into the Holy of Holies as a representation for you to be able to ask forgiveness for your sin. And if he had any sin on him, they would tie a rope around his ankles and with a bell on it, because when he go in, if he got sin, the Lord would strike him dead and they would have to pull him out by his ankles because he is deceased. So I'm saying that to say this, because of what Jesus did, oh hallelujah, because of him becoming the sacrificial lamb to save the sin of the world, and he who knew no sin became sin for all of us that we may become the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus, you don't have to have a high priest, because Jesus is the high priest. So you don't have to have nobody standing in the gap for you. All you got to do is come to him on your own and say, "I repent, I'm sorry, forgive me, I turn from my sin, I turn from my wicked ways, I don't want to do life no longer apart from you, but I want to do life with you." So the moment that you activate that, then instantaneously he cleanses you, washes you because of that blood, and he gives you an opportunity now to have not only an opportunity to have life on earth, he gives you an opportunity to have life. Now you got a reservation. So now you get an opportunity to have life after life. So people ask sometimes, I believe in reincarnation? No, I don't believe in reincarnation, but I do believe in being reborn again. Because the Bible says for me to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So I get to live not only once, but I get a chance to live twice. Because when I die here, I get to live there. So therefore, I do get an opportunity to have another life. So therefore, what I choose here is a determination of what me making my reservations here tells God that I want to have a residence. He already have put me in the book. Huh? Have he put you in the book? Have he put my wife in the book? See, that's what this is what this whole message is about. Because this is sometimes what people don't think about. Because the church, this ain't church stuff. This ain't, the church ain't gonna got, don't have time to go and completely break it all the way down like this. But on the James McCutcheon Keeping It Real show, we gonna break it all the way down. So you know when you leave here, do I really have a reservation? Have I really truly changed? Have I really truly surrendered my heart? Have I really truly gave my life to him? Am I really truly living to honor him? Am I really standing out, or am I still trying to fit in? Am I really truly about that life? Do I really want for other people what I want for myself? Because that's really what love is. Am I really that dude? Am I really being kind to my wife and my husband? Am I really being a person that God says he's pleased with? Am I really that person? That's what this is all for. So that's why we are sharing this with y'all, so y'all can understand what God is looking at is much deeper than what we see. So therefore, if you see that a person is about their life and you see it, God see it even more so. If you see a person ain't really about their life, but he just going through the motions, God see the same thing, because he allow you to see what he see. Go ahead and start reading, sweetie.
Jesus took our sins and guilt upon himself and died in our place. He and he alone could satisfy the righteousness and holiness laws of a just God who could not even look upon sin.
Oh, stop right there. Now, it is the same God, okay? So I want to put this to bed and put this to rest, this nonsense, because it is nonsense on the highest level of stupidity to me that we think that we can still, as we say, I'm doing me, I'm living in my truth, and all of this other nonsense that we got going, and we can be sinning and stand in sin, and God is okay with it, because yes, he is rich in mercy. Yes, God is sovereign, but he is not mocked. What you sow, you will reap. So therefore, if you still sinning, he said he cannot even look up on sin. So if you are the one sinning, God can't even look up on you. That's what he's basically saying, because he is so holy. Until you come clean, till you confess with your mouth, when you say, I have sinned against you, I'm sorry, I turn from my wicked ways, I am no longer one to sin, I want to serve you, I want to please you. Then when you come and get back in right standings with him and start operating and walking in holiness, then he can be gauge you, because he see what the blood represented in you and through you, because you now are honoring the blood, because you're no longer walking in sin. Ain't that beautiful? If people don't get that, so let me go ahead and put this nonsense to bed. If you in a relationship with a man and you a man, God ain't looking at you. He is frowning on you. He is laughing at your calamity because God do not look at sin. He want you to be free from sin. That's why he sent Christ. But if you want to create your own truth, which now becomes your reality, then therefore now God cannot be gazed or behold or look at you because you are in sin and he turns from sin. That is the only thing that can separate us from the Most High God. It's blasphemous of the Holy Spirit and sin. And the enemy knows that. That's why he always trying to get you to stay in sin, because he knows sin separates us from God. But when we walk in righteousness and holiness, it brings us closer to God. Now, read, please.
If we had to buy our way into heaven or do good to earn our entrance into the city of God, we would all be lost. God is not impressed by our good deeds.
Stop right there, man. Oh, boy. He is not impressed with your Rolls Royce, okay? He ain't impressed with your platinum chain, okay? He is not impressed with your Rolex. He is not impressed with how many women you can pull. Player. He ain't interested in that. He ain't interested in how many men you got gawking over you, sisters. He ain't interested in how many houses and land and all this other stuff you got. He ain't interested. What he's interested in is holiness, righteousness. He is interested in surrender. He is interested in repentance. He is interested in forgiveness. He is interested in love. He is interested in joy. He is interested in peace. He is interested in self-control. He is interested in long-suffering. Those are the things that he's interested in, not none of this other nonsense that we, from a societal and world standpoint, have created. So let me go ahead and put that to bed, that nonsense. What was that last word you said? He is not what?
Impressed.
Impressed? So you didn't think you can impress God? Yes, you can. Let me tell you how. Walk in some forgiveness. Walk in some humility. Walk into some love. Walk into some self-control. Walk into some giving. And I ain't talking about giving to make another joker feel good. I'm talking about helping somebody. Y'all know I got fired up over here, okay? It don't take much for me. God is not impressed with a stingy Christian, okay? He says he loves a cheerful giver. Let me clear on this. Ain't your money anyway. He gives you and I and all of us the power to gain wealth. It ain't got nothing to do with you other than him giving you the power to do what you do. Okay, go ahead, honey. Ooh, this is so good.
Well, it's also talking about our good deeds. He's not, you know, he's not impressed by how many times you donated clothes to or how many times you donated food or any kind of deed like that.
Yeah, what's your motive? What is your motive behind it, huh?
Yeah.
Are you looking for accolades for a man? Are you looking because you want to be a representative of the king? That's why. He wants to know. He ain't interested in all of your what you do. Because if you're doing it from a place of expecting for people to bring glory and honor to you, it's only person that worthy of glory and honor. And that is the Most High. Now, honor people. Yeah, you can honor somebody. Give honor. The Bible says where honor is due. But that is when you really truly know that that person is consistent and they walk with God and you honor them because they are really truly about their life. I ain't finna honor a joker that's cheating because he got a fine woman. I don't care if her butt do look like a coffee table. Yes, I said it. I ain't talking about that. That ain't honor. That's disrespectful. I'm talking about honoring somebody that really, truly love God and love people and that serve and worship God and is serving others and making sure that he is his brother and sister keeper. That's who I'm talking about because that's who he's talking about. Go ahead, honey.
We must come to him by the way of the cross. There is no other way. Our ticket into the heavenly kingdom is totally free and costs us nothing if we come to him as a child and accept himself as our Lord and Savior.
Say that again. See, because a lot of people say he's my Savior, but he's not their owner. He's not their Lord. He's not their Redeemer. He's not their Master. See, a lot of people say, oh, yeah, I gave my life to Christ. Well, okay, giving your life to Christ is one thing, but surrendering all of you is another thing. Go ahead, honey.
If we come to him as a child and accept himself as our Lord and Savior, he cannot be one or the other. He has to be both. He cannot be Savior without being Lord. There are those today who think that just as long as they have Christ as their Savior, that they can live as they please and do anything they want. This is not so. If you want him as your Savior, you must also have him as your Lord. Having him as your Lord means that you live your life to please him. Giving your life to him is transferring the ownership of your life to him. Rather than doing things you want to do, you do the things that he wants you
to do. Okay, stop right there. Rather than doing the things that you want to do, you are now doing the things that he wants you to do. That's called purpose. See, the vast majority of people don't even know what their purpose is. The vast majority of people don't even know why they're here. I would say that it is way, 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 and I put emphasis on way, more people that is existing than it is people that's really, truly living. And the truth of the matter of it is that even if you think that you living because you have fame, fortune, and success, if you understand that once you die, that you now got an eternal destination that you gonna go, and either it's gonna be a destination of eternity or eternal damnation. And let me show you this. I have not, and I've said this many times and it bears repeating on my show, that I have never ever went to a funeral or a memorial service where I have seen a car, chains, a big stack of money, or anything else, or a house parked beside the casket. So at the end of the day, this is the deep part, and I'm going to let my wife get back into reading, but I gotta say this because this is so deep right here. The Bible says that naked that you came into this world and naked will you leave out this world. But here's the deep part. The world will not walk up to a reservation, a hotel, or anywhere else with a reservation naked and see what's going to happen. I can assure you that you are going to be arrested and you might get taken to the psych ward because they're going to think you done lost your mind. Okay? I can assure you your reservation will be canceled and you will be made an example of because you're going to be on every major conglomerate that is known to man for the world to see what you have done. But see, here's the beautiful part that I love so much about our Redeemer, our Lord, is that he will accept you naked, huh? Because when you came here, he accepted you and brought you here naked. And when he take you from here, he going to take you from here naked. And then he going to clothe you, huh? He going to clothe you in his righteousness. He going to clothe you in his holiness. He going to clothe you in his deity, in his purity. He's going to clothe you in his love. He going to clothe you in his righteousness. He going to clothe you in his forgiveness. So yeah, you came to him naked because he wants you to come naked. Because naked signifies that you done lost everything. That means that you have nothing. And the more that you lose of you, the more you get the gain of him. So he wants you to come to him naked. That's the whole point of why he wants you. Because when you came here naked, they put you in some clothes. They wrapped you up in a blanket and they handed you to your mother so she can love on you, so she can be able to kiss on you, so she can welcome you and tell you that she get a chance to see what she carried and she pushed out through pain for 9 months. So he wants to do the same thing. So when you come to him, you come to him naked. You come to him completely naked. You have nothing. You have been cleansed. You have been, so he can clothe you with all those things and say, welcome in, son. Welcome in, daughter. Come on into eternity. I got your name. Your name is in my reservation book. So I got you. I have always had you. But since you decided that you wanted to make a reservation with me, I wanted to make sure I had a room for you. So if you don't understand what that looks like in the natural, you will never be able to articulate it in the spirit. But you got to see that thing in the natural in order for you to see the manifestations of it happening in the spirit. But if you cannot articulate that here, you will not be able to understand it when it comes to that time. And the reason why most people are still doing their dirt, still living, doing things their own way, because they think they are in control of their own life. And because you feel that way, you have already came into an agreement that I don't need to make a reservation. I don't have to make a reservation because I'm in control. I'm in control of my own life. I'm doing me. I'm doing my own thing. I don't have to forgive. I don't have to stay married. I don't have to do any of those things. I can get a divorce if I don't like that joker. I don't have to stay with that person. I don't like the way they look no more. They are not attracted to me anymore. Well, guess what? When we decide to stay and walk in sin, we ain't attracted to him no more neither. So God can say the same thing about you. So before you start casting judgment on somebody else, think about where you are and understand if you ain't made a reservation today or if you ain't made a reservation on this life, you may not get a chance to see one in the afterlife. Woo! Hallelujah. Go ahead, baby.
God said, "Why call me Lord and do not do the things I say? It is easy to call yourself a Christian, but not obey Christ. These people may know scriptures. They may know the Ten Commandments, the Sermon on the Mount, and all that Christ
taught." Oh, stop right there. Yeah. Children of Israel, they knew they got, they asked them to send them a deliverer, huh? Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. They said that. Send us a deliverer. We tired. We tired of suffering. We tired of going through this. We tired of sucking on fig leaves and thorns and thistles. And we tired of all of those things. We want to know why we got to stay into Egypt. Oh, see, this is what I'm talking about right here. And then as soon as God sent them a deliverer, huh? As soon as they saw the miracles, seeing as he departed the Red Sea and made it to where they can go through a whole ocean and be able to get on the other side and then wipe out your enemy, huh? Wipe out the ones that was trying to destroy you, that had oppressed you, that have made you and weighed you down. The moment, huh? Oh, yes, I said it. The moment that you got, and we talking about, we ain't that tight. I would never do that. Oh, lie. We do it every day because it's the same God. He ain't changed. He said, "I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning and I am the end." So therefore, guess what? Yeah, this is what we say. We say, I would never do like the children of Israel. I saw them. I saw the Lord create all these, do all these miracles and do all of these wonderful things. But as soon as Moses went up to Mount Sinai to get instructions, what did they do? They built a golden calf and started worshiping him. They got so, oh, how soon do we forget? Well, guess what we have done? We have built golden calves too, huh? Yes, I've said, oh, I'm finna step on some toes. Oh, you don't think Steph Curry is a golden calf, huh? You don't think LeBron James is the golden calf? You don't think Oprah Winfrey is a golden calf? You don't think Tyler Perry is a golden calf? You don't think all these movie stars and hip-hop artists are golden calves? Oh, yeah, we done built some golden calves too. So, yeah, we worshiping some things too, because those people, unless they talking about the King of Kings, unless they talking about the Lord of Lords, that's all that don't matter. Because at the end of the day, I have a reservation. And if you don't know him, you are going to be separated from him. You are going to have a reservation, but it won't be in eternity. It will be in total damnation. But God says today, I need you to surrender to me. I need you to totally surrender your heart to me. I need you to totally say, Lord, I cannot live without you. I don't care what the world is doing. I am not going to continue to promote sin, because Jesus died for sin. I am no longer going to continue to watch shows that is promoting same-sex marriages. I'm not going to continue to watch shows where men are kissing men and having sex with men. I am no longer going to continue to watch shows where women and two women are raising children and calling them, that's your mama. You got two mamas. It is dysfunctional. It is sin. It is wicked. It is out of the will of God. And God is saying, I done had enough. But ye that love me and that are called by my name, I said, humble yourself and I will heal your land. But because nobody wants to humble themselves, everybody want to make it be about themselves. I got to show you, just like I had to show Pharaoh, that I had to send plagues. I had to send things to make him know that I am the Most High God. I am the Lord thy God. I am Elohim. I am El Shaddai. I am the great I am. I had to show them who is in control. It is not nobody. It is not man. You did not create yourself. You were created by me. And so since you choose to ignore me, I'm going to laugh at your calamity. But if you chose to surrender to me, I got something for you. I got eternity for you. I got a reservation for you. I got a room. I got a mansion that's waiting for you. This right here will deteriorate. But what I got for you will last for eternity. Oh, ain't that beautiful? Oh, I got to give my God a hand clap. I got to let him know how proud I am to be his son. I got to let him know how proud I am that he loved me, that he can use me. Use me, Lord. Use me until you use me up. Lord, use me. Let me be your mouthpiece. Let me be your walk by your standard. Lord, let me surrender every day. Father, keep me. Keep my wife. Keep my children. Protect my friends. Lord, protect those that I love. Because I am totally surrendered and sold out to you, Lord Jesus. Go ahead, honey.
But if these people that are calling themselves Christians are not living it and putting it into practice in their life, then they're not living it as God would have them. Our ticket to heaven is one way. When we die and the Lord takes us home to paradise, we won't be coming back.
Mm.
Aren't we glad of this? We won't be coming back to sorrow, pain, sickness,
ooh, yes,
depression,
hallelujah,
poverty. We won't be coming back to this.
Ain't no more. So, ain't no more HIV. Huh? Ain't no more COVID. Huh? Ain't no more Ebola virus. Huh? Ain't no more West Nile. Huh? Ain't no more syphilis. Huh? Ain't no more heart attacks. Ain't no more diabetes. Hallelujah. Ain't no more strokes. Huh? Ain't no more high blood pressure. Ain't no more none of that. So therefore, once we leave here and we go in his presence, according to his word, there ain't no more of that. Because we have now been transformed into his marvelous light. And because everything on this side that we suffer, now we get to walk and be in his presence and glory on the other side and walk around heaven all day worshiping and praising and don't ever have to worry about no more sickness, no more death, no more pain, none of that. Man, oh, Lord Jesus, thank you, Father.
Salvation is a serious matter and not to be taken lightly. This is why I have made my reservation and have my ticket and am ready to go. Can you say the same? Just ask Christ to forgive you of your sins and come into your heart, and you too will have your reservation and ticket to heaven and eternity.
Wow, wow, wow. What's the end game? What everything has an end game in the natural. If you have a job, and you go, you clock in and you clock out, as signifies the end of the day. If you on salary, you get to come to work. But even sometimes when you're on salary, them jokers try to keep you at work and make you longer because it benefits them more than it's benefiting you when you're on salary. But it can benefit you equally as much as it benefit them when you're on salary. But at the end of the day, you get to go home and you get to go and not have to say, I'm at work anymore. It's the same concept when we surrender and we work here on earth for the King. And we're not doing it for works. We're doing it because we honor the relationship. A man don't bring his wife flowers because he is in the doghouse. At least he shouldn't. He should bring her flowers because he honors the relationship. And he wants her to know that he values who she is and what she is to him and their family. We say some of the most idiotic stuff and never really think about it. When we go to funerals, we say, I'm here to pay my respects to somebody that you haven't talked to in 20 or 30 years, but while they was living, you never could call them and say, I love you, or say hi. That's some nonsense. Say, I'm here to give some person flowers, but you giving flowers to a dead person that can never smell them, see them, appreciate them, or anything. And people that is living, you will never take them a flower, but you will show up at their funeral with some flowers. It's some asinine and just some backwards thinking. And I am here to challenge you on all of those thoughts and all of those things that you are thinking. Because if you continue to hold on to those, you are basically saying that you value the relationship only after the person is gone, but while they're here, you could really care less about the value. So I'm here to challenge you today to change your attitude, change your way of thinking, change your heart, change your mind on what it is that you believe and make sure that you have made your reservation for eternity, not just something that sounds good, but because it is something that is good. And because it is something that you understand, because you got to be cuckoo for Cocoa Pops to not realize that death is the inevitable. And that one day we all are going to cross that threshold. And when you do, you want to make sure that you have eradicated the very infinite thought or possibility that I can be separated from God for eternity. You want to erase that thought because you know that you have surrendered. So today, make that decision. It's simple. The Bible said that if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that God has raised him from the dead, that we shall be saved. So today, make that decision that you're going to surrender your life to Christ and that you have your reservation, because at the end of the day, you get to choose. But if you don't choose, you really have chose. And the choice that you have made is eternal damnation versus eternal life. Phone lines is open. If you so feel desired that you want to call in, I would love to hear from you. I'm a little hoarse. I was not intending to go that hard. Man, the Holy Spirit of the living God showed up into this room. And when his presence came, when you say you relinquish your will, God gonna find out, because he is just looking for a willing vessel, someone that is willing to surrender, someone to be a vessel, someone to be a servant, someone to be a conduit, someone to speak the truth unapologetically and not worry about what people gonna think. And he met that person when he created the person in James McCutcheon. Because I don't care what people think. I don't care how people perceive me, judge me. People say I sound angry. Some people say I'm so too radical. Some people say I'm this. Well, hey, man, God wired me this way, made me this way. So you tell it. If you want to tell it to him. Because he's the one who made me this way. And he ain't changing me. I have asked him to, and he won't. Because I do see for once in my life what he sees. And boy, I'm telling you, our world, our country is in trouble. Because man has completely lost his way. And it's for us that say that we know the truth, for us to give it. And God gives the truth in various different ways. You got some people that's very soft-spoken. You got some people that's very, that just strictly teaches. You got some people that preaches. You got some people that evangelizes. You got some people that are soft-spoken. You got some people that very, very passionate. And I'm that guy. I'm very passionate and I don't apologize for it. And at the end of the day, what difference does it make how truth come as long as it's setting you free? That's all you should be caring about. And that's all you should be thinking about is how is this truth? What is it doing for me? Am I growing? Is it challenging me? Is it provoking me into change? Am I a better husband? Am I a better wife? Am I a better person? Is God pleased with me? Am I really walking in kindness? Am I really walking in forgiveness? Am I really walking in love? Do I really have self-control? Do I have all of these things that God has said that I supposed to have according to his word? And if I have those things, I don't care how I got them. If it came from God's word and it came from a man, a woman of God, and they spoke the truth, it set me free and it helped me grow. So I don't care how it was delivered, because I can assure you this much, and this is what I'm going to close on, and with this word right here. If you are in a burning car and you are a racist, you hate black people or you hate white people or whatever race, you may hate Jews or whatever. If you are in the car and it's on fire and you trapped in it with your family, you wouldn't care if a group of white people came or a group of black people came or whatever. If they came and broke you out of that car so you can be set free from that burning car, you will throw your arms around them and tell them thank you. Well, guess what Jesus Christ did? He came and carried a cross, took a beating for you, and he went through all of what he went through for you and I. So therefore, that we can have an opportunity to repent from and turn from our wicked ways, because he took the sting out of sin. He took away the sins of the world and carried them for you and I. So why in the world would I care who is delivering that truth if I see that I am now free? Man, I love you guys. Man, I got a song today. I have a song. I can take one phone call if somebody want to call in. I take one call. If not, I want to close out my show as I do every time I do my show. God gave me a song to give to his people today. And I sense that there's some people on here today that need to know that you can repent and turn from your sin and your wicked ways, and you can make your reservation and you have a seat or a mansion in eternity waiting on you, because you chose him because he first chose you. Man, let this song minister to you guys today. Man, this is one of my all-time favorites. Do not hang up. Listen to the words to this song. It's going to bless your heart. I will be back on the air. I normally don't do my show this late in the evening. I normally do it every other Sunday at 2 o'clock. But a lot of my brothers went to a men's conference this weekend, and I was trying to do the show where I can allow them to have some word, because I know as soon as they be, man, because I know the word went forth this weekend. And I know as soon as that word, the Bible says, is given, the enemy comes immediately and try to snatch it. So I wanted to, for like, I know my brother Larry Hillhouse, he has a long ride home. He lives in Oklahoma. So I know that I wanted to give them something to be able to chew on and to be able to just enjoy the ride home, and to continue to build on what they got from this weekend. So listen to this song. I'll be back on the air in 2 weeks if the Lord says the same. Man, I love you guys with the love of Jesus Christ, which is such an unfailing love. And man, listen to this song. Please don't hang up. This is going to minister to you. I love you guys. Y'all be so amazingly blessed and have an amazing week. In Jesus' name, peace.
I should make up my mind. You tell me, come back now, but I keep wasting time, feeling so very weak. You say I can be strong. I feel I've gone too far. You tell me to come home. You love me still, and I know this is real, and I am running back to you. I see you're standing there for me. Your arms are open wide, and I don't have to cry no more. You're standing there for me, and I am running back to you. Why do I go away when I know I am no good, when I'm on my own? You told me you could keep me, but I've turned it away. I failed you so much now, I don't know what to say. Using the same excuse that I am just a man. You tell me you've been there and hold your nail scarred hand so I can see. Now I know I am free, and I take